And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday the 24th of April. There are warnings of gales in South Utsira and Fisher. The general synopsis at 1800. New high expected Humber 1024 by 1800 Friday. High Fair Isle 1032 dissipating. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, northwesterly 4 to 6. Fair, good. South Utsira, northwesterly 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 in east. Fair, good. Forties, northwesterly 4 to 6, but variable 2 to 4 in west. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor in west. Cromarty, 4th. Variable 2 to 4. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Tyne, West Dogger, variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. East Dogger, northwesterly 4 or 5, fair, good. Fisher, German Bight, northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in East Fisher, fair, good. Humber, Thames, north or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor in Humber. Dover, White, northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, fair, good. Portland, Plymouth, east 4 to 6, fair, good. Biscay, east becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, thundery showers in south, good, occasionally moderate in south. Trafalgar, variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly 3 to 5 later in east. Showers at first, good. Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Sol, southeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, east 4 to 6, veering southeast 2 to 4 later, showers in Fastnet, good. Irish Sea, east 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, fair, good. Shannon, southeast 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, southeast 4 to 6, backing east 3 or 4 later, showers in southwest, good, occasionally moderate in southwest. Malin, southeast 3 to 5, backing east 2 to 4 later, fair, good, occasionally moderate. Hebrides, Bailey, variable 2 to 4, becoming east 3 to 5 later, fair, good. Fair Isle, Faroes, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 4 to 6 later, fair, good. Southeast Iceland, westerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northeasterly 4 to 6 later. Showers, good. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, calm, 19 miles, 1028, steady. Stornoway, northwest by west, 1. More than 38 miles, 1,029, steady. Lerwick, north-northwest, 2. More than 38 miles, 1,031, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, southeast, 2. 13 miles, 1,030, falling slowly. Aberdeen, south-southeast, 2. 11 miles, 1,030, falling slowly. Lucas, north by east 1, 8 miles, 1030, falling slowly. Boomer, southwest by south 2, 8 miles, 1031, falling slowly. Bridlington, north by east 1, 1030, falling slowly. Sandersea Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 5, 5 miles, 1028. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 6, 5 miles, 1026. St Catherine's Point Automatic, east northeast 6, 1025, rising slowly. Jersey, east northeast 5, 7 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east northeast 6, 1023. Scilly Automatic, east 6, 5 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Milford Haven, east by north 3, 27 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Aberporth, east southeast 3, 30 miles, 1025, now falling. Valley, east northeast 2, 13 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southeast by east 3, 19 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Valentia, east by south 4, 24 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, northeast 4, 22 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Malinhead, southeast 5, 19 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, north 1, 19 miles, 1028, steady. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Thursday the 23rd of April. The general situation. High pressure centred over the North Sea will give predominantly fine and settled weather with light winds, although strong easterly winds will still affect southwestern and English Channel waters on Friday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 1 to 3, becoming north or northwest 2 to 4 later. Fog patches, fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 1 to 3, becoming north 3 or 4 later, near Rattray Head. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 1 to 3, becoming southeast 3 or 4 for a time. Mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 1 to 3, occasionally 4 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northeasterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 1 to 3 later. Fair, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East or northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East 5 or 6, backing northeast 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, and decreasing 3 at times later. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Easterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, becoming variable 2 or 3 later. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or southeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, becoming variable 2 or 3 later. Fair, good. Isle of Man. East or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 or 3 later. Fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. East or southeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 1 to 3 later. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. east or southeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 1 to 3 later. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. East or southeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 1 to 3 later. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. East or southeast, backing northeast later, 2 to 4. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. And the Shetland Isles, northwest 2 to 4, increasing 5 or 6 later. Mainly fair, good. That completes the shipping bulletin, which of course means we're reaching the end of our day's broadcasting here on BBC Radio 4. We'll be back on air on Radio 4 at 5 in the morning with Jane Steele. But for the time being, this is John Hammond in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you, wherever you are, a safe and peaceful night. Good night.
This is Alex Ritson with the newsroom. Donald Trump announces the ceasefire in Lebanon will be extended by 3 weeks.
I guess no ceasefire, no more firing. It'd be a wonderful thing to get this worked out simultaneously with what we're doing in Iran.
But he says he doesn't want to rush himself on making a deal with Iran. The social media giant Meta says it's laying off 1 in 10 of its staff to increase spending on artificial intelligence. A huge block of ice blocks the main climbing route to the top of Mount Everest.
It's quite tall, this wall of ice. And the fear is if they go near it, there might be movement and it might fall.
And the last surviving pupil of the composer Rachmaninoff has died at the age of 101.
Eventually, Mr. Rachmaninoff found out that his place is taken by a 9-year-old girl.
First, the very latest world news.
BBC News with Danielle Yawovietska. President Trump has announced that a ceasefire in Lebanon, where Israel is fighting the Iranian-backed group Hezbollah, will be extended for a further 3 weeks. The current pause had been due to expire on Sunday. Tom Bateman in Washington has the latest.
The 3-week truce extension was announced by Donald Trump in the Oval Office, flanked by his vice president and his secretary of state, alongside the ambassadors from Israel and Lebanon. Each of them lavished praise on the president with words about making history. While significant, the ceasefire still amounts to an attempt to stem the renewed fighting that broke out when Mr. Trump himself, along with his Israeli allies, launched their war on Iran, any settlement of which is still elusive. As for the desire to strike a longer-term peace between Israel and Lebanon, it is highly ambitious and involves a demand for the disarmament of Hezbollah.
Shareholders of Warner Brothers Discovery have approved it.